It's Wednesday, April 15th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Democrat Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is backtracking after pro-lifers filed a lawsuit against her and the Detroit Police Department, reports FaithWire.com. On March 31st, a group of pro-life activists led by Andrew Belanger were holding signs outside the Scottsdale Women's Abortion Mill when at least 8 Detroit officers claimed the activists were violating Whitmer's stay-at-home order put in place to blunt the spread of COVID-19. Michigan, like many other states, has deemed abortion an essential service. While being outside is not a crime, though, the police officers explained to the pro-lifers that their demonstration outside the abortion mill was not essential and ticketed them. Acts 5, verse 29 says, "We must obey God rather than man." While Whitmer backed the cops on April 3rd, she changed her mind, saying that, quote, "persons may engage in expressive activities," end quote, as long as they practice social distancing. Tucker Carlson on Fox News Channel expressed his outrage over other restrictions imposed by Michigan Governor Whitmer as well.
She has moved aggressively to seize even more control of her state and the lives of the people who live there. So she bowled forward. Last week, Whitmer banned all gatherings anywhere for any reason of any size, including in people's private homes, as if she's allowed to do that. If Michigan residents own more than one home, Whitmer has banned them from traveling between them. And outside Detroit, it's very common, especially for working class people, to have a cabin up north. You're not allowed to go there. And then she kept going. Not only did Governor Whitmer close most stores in the state, she banned the few that remained open from selling items that she deemed unnecessary.
Big box stores will also have to close areas of the store that are dedicated to things like carpet or flooring, furniture, garden centers, plant nurseries, or paint. If you're not buying food or medicine or other essential items, you should not be going to the store.
So where did this come from? How did Governor Whitmer know that paint, buying cans of paint, could be deadly? How does not buying cans of paint prevent the spread of the coronavirus?
Carlson offered his theory about what motivates Governor Whitmer.
It's about power. Governor Whitmer wants to be the vice president. She wants to be chosen by Joe Biden. That's pretty clear. And she's calculated that there is no penalty for petty authoritarianism. In fact, petty authoritarianism might make even mediocre politicians look strong and decisive. She's willing to destroy the people in her state in exchange.
The Navy said Tuesday that 589 of the crew aboard the San Diego-based aircraft carrier USS Theodore Roosevelt have tested positive for the novel coronavirus, reports the San Diego Union-Tribune. One sailor has died, and 4 others are in the hospital with COVID-19. More than 4,000 of the crew have moved off the ship into housing on Guam, either in private homes or hotels. A federal judge's decision halting a ban on drive-in church services is being applauded by Christian leaders, reports Christian Headlines. Last week, Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher said drive-in church services would not be allowed during the COVID-19 pandemic. But On Fire Christian Church, a local congregation, quickly filed suit in federal court. On Saturday, federal judge Justin Walker, a Trump appointee, issued a temporary restraining order against the mayor's prohibition, saying the church had demonstrated a strong likelihood to win the case on the merits. Walker wrote, quote, "On Holy Thursday, an American mayor criminalized the communal celebration of Easter. That sentence is one that this court never expected to see outside the pages of a dystopian novel or perhaps the pages of The Onion. But 2 days ago, citing the need for social distancing during the current pandemic, Louisville's Mayor Greg Fisher ordered Christians not to attend Sunday services, even if they remain in their cars to worship, and even though it's Easter," end quote. On Fire Christian Church held its drive-in Easter service Sunday, parked at least 6 feet apart, and rolled their windows down halfway to hear the pastor's sermon in the parking lot over a loudspeaker system. In his decision, Walker noted that Louisville's order labeled a liquor store's drive-through service as essential, but did not carve out such an exception for drive-in churches, saying, quote, if beer is essential, so is Easter, end quote. And finally, Sandy Brown, who lives in the Detroit, Michigan area, describes one symptom that her 59-year-old husband, Freddie Jr., experienced after getting sick with COVID-19.
He was so cold. He was chilled to the bone.
Shortly afterward, he died on March 26th. Then, her 20-year-old son, Freddie III, got sick as well.
I went into the room, and he was panting like a dog. That same sound I heard coming from my husband.
After admitting him to the hospital and returning home to rest, Brown got a call from her son's doctor.
The doctor came and got on the phone and asked me, how long will it take you to get here? And when she said that, I already knew because that's the same thing they had said to me 3 days ago.
Just 3 days after she lost her husband, she lost her only son on March 29th. Freddie III was supposed to play on the Michigan State University football team this fall.
There's not even a word in the vocabulary that can describe my pain.
Brown, who buried her loved ones on Good Friday alone because of COVID-19 regulations, streamed the service on her personal Facebook account, according to the Detroit News. As she explained to WEYI Television, the pain is compounded by the fact that she cannot receive the comfort of friends and family in person.
Corona has impacted the whole process after someone passes away. People can come, they can sit with you, they can talk with you. I've had nobody to hug.
But even amidst all the horror of her loss, Brown is still finding faith in God. She said, quote, medical science says I should be traumatized. I had a traumatic experience twice. I should be banging my head against the wall. But God said no. I'm standing here in the strength of the Lord, not strength of my own. God has got me, end quote. Psalm 18, verse 2 says, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes, on this Wednesday, April 15th, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.